start off with the Mishnah on the Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we're zocha to have with us our star Mishnah entrance.
So the Heidegger Mishnah.
Here we go. Ochel shumat chametz bePesach b'shogeg mishalim teren lechonesh b'mezid patur mitashlumim umitmei etzim. One of the interesting applications of the question that we've raised so far, whether truma is mutarba, whether a chametz is mutarba na'an or a surba na'an, would be insofar as a very special halacha is concerned, which is the din of achilat chametz, a truma, whether it's chametz. We've talked about the whole interrelationship of chametz and truma in terms of srifa, which got us into the whole question of protecting a truma, his tamei, and so on and so forth. Here's an interesting sidelight, and that is, there's a special halacha that a czar who eats truma, b'shogeg, the Torah was mosif, a special kapara for him, which consists of paying back not only what it is that he ate, but also an additional chomesh. There's another interesting halacha, which is that he can't pay back in money. He has to pay back in something that is roi itself to become truma, and that thing indeed becomes truma. Now here, surprisingly, the Mishnah says that if you eat a truma that's chometz, then if it's b'shogeg, you would still be paying for it. I mean, how can you pay for something that doesn't have any value? You pay keren v'chomesh. Now this must have something to do with the fact that you're not paying money, which might imply that you're not paying value, which you're paying in kind, which has all types of other implications.
True.
For instance,
the coin should have gotten rid of it.
Yeah, the coin would have gotten rid of it anyway.
Should have gotten.
Well, could be it was in your ownership. But the point is, you eat truma.
Yeah,
that's right. So, in any event, the shaila over here is: am I paying back money for something that doesn't have any value? So, indeed, here it says, if I do it b'mezid, I don't have to pay anything. Even mitmeid seems mashma, but the mishnah certainly holds that it's also b'ma'a. Therefore, it has no value. So, if I enter into the set of special tashlumim for truma, which consists of a fruit, so then I could pay back things that are not themselves chametz in exchange for chametz, maybe there's no din of value when it comes to truma. But it's difficult to say that the Mishnah holds that there is value, because then I would have to pay the mezid also. I'd have to pay like any other gazlan. And I'd have to pay the mezid, even though it's not suitable for eating, but certainly it would be suitable for anah if you hold chametz is mutar b'anah. So we have an interesting question with the Gemara. It opens up exactly with the issue right away. Tanahat. This is nothing to do with chomesh. In general, somebody eats truma b'shogeg, mishalim keren chomesh, and this is true on any type of achila. It's only true on consumption. If you would take truma and you destroy it, this wouldn't be true. You'd pay like any other gaz. It's only because you eat it, or you drink it, echad al-chel, echad al-shoteh, echad al-sach, because sicha, rubbing truma, is considered to be the equivalent of achila. Echad truma tmeyav, echad truma tahoran. It doesn't matter here whether the truma itself is tamei or tahor. You're meshaling the special din of chomesh, and that chomesh becomes itself now truma automatically. So if somebody would eat that chomesh, he would pay a chomesh on that chomesh too. Chumsha to chumsha. Now the question, which is raised instantly by anyone who reads our mission, is Iboilo. Kishu mishalim lefi midah mishalim lefi damim mishalim. So there in the Mishnah in Trumas itself, I didn't think about this Mishnah immediately. So the immediate question was, if the Torah would have told me I'm chayef to pay, Mela, okay, chayef to pay, I pay. I wouldn't have any questions. Payment is always determined by value. But over here the Torah says you can't pay. You have to replace with food. That's roi itself to become Truma. Does that imply that I'm not paying, that this is a unique halacha in which an analog, usually tashlumin is an analog. We take value, we say, okay, this value is an analog for what it is that you took. This would be a special halacha, that an analog is not acceptable, and that what you need to do is replace what was taken. If that's the case, and maybe it has nothing to do with the value, so that let's say if I ate something that was worth 2 cents, but it was a whole bushel, now I should have to pay a bushel back, whatever that bushel is worth. So now, and indeed, let's clarify the question. If the price fell, so then there's no question. We're certainly not thinking that you're going to be less than a gazlan. We say, you'll only pay lefi the midah, but it doesn't matter what it was that it's worth. Because, I mean, you're certainly also a gazlan, aren't you? I mean, you're not going to get out of being a gazlan. So any gazlan is mishalem kishatak zeilah. Our question revolves around the opposite case, where Meikar Shav Yezuzah. Initially, it was worth, let's say, one zuz. Now that same bushel is worth four zuz. So a goslin, would have been no question, he would pay whatever it was worth. He's not a clue, you have to pay back the same thing. I'm paying you, cash. I'm paying you sand. Whatever he pays according to the value. But here, where the Torah says that I have to pay in kind, ooh, so maybe it means literally in kind, lefi the midah as well. So over there, the shayla is ma. Lefi midah mishalem, does he pay according to the volume? Look, you ate a bushel, pay back a bushel, whatever it's worth. First of all, I have a raya. Now, this tashmah we had back in Erevin. There was no day over there, other issues, but we had the same circuit. Somebody who ate now grogrot, which are dried figs, and he pays back with dates, which are worth much more. Lovely, lovely fellow. So now, yeah, if you're going to tell me that you're paying back equivalent volumes, I understand. So, tavo alav bracha, very nice. He ate the geruma, the grogrot, the shavya zuza. So he went ahead and ate a bushel of grogrot that was worth, let's say, $1. And he's paying back now a bushel of tamarim, the shavya arba'a. That's worth $4. So, tavo alav bracha, eliyam, if you've done me mishalem, if you tell me that it doesn't matter. That we don't look at the volume, we look at the value. So what would be the meaning of tavo alav bracha? What do you mean tavo alav bracha? Bezuzakha, bezuzakha mishalem. He's paying back what he ate. What's the bracha? So the chaora, we can prove from here that lafi midam mishalem. Says Abaye, actually le'olam lafi damim mishalem. Ve'amai tavo alav bracha. There's still a bracha, even though it's the same value. Why? Because he ate grogrot, which are hard to dump. So the Kohen would want to translate that grogrot into cash. He would have a hard time. Eventually he would get it, but he'd have to maybe go to three different places to sell it. So over there he ate something. People don't jump on grogrot to buy. People do jump on the fresh dates to buy. So maybe that's the meaning there. Of course, they give us the two dots where we don't need it. So now, tonight, the question, of course, that we were really itching to get to all along was our own Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to be proof positive about this issue, because the Mishnah says, if you eat trumat chometz bePesach, b'shogeg, you pay. Oh, what do you mean you pay? How can you pay for something that has no value? So bishlema, if it says over here that you're mishalim keren v'chavshem, bishlema, if you're going to tell me, all right, you pay according to the volume of what you ate, shakar, so that it makes sense. Elayim, but if you're going to insist that truma, despite the fact that you're mechuyev to pay in kind, is nonetheless in kind as measured per value, there is no value. So yamer lefi damim mishalim. What? Chametz pesach damimu. What do you pay? It's not worth anything. Well, why not? I mean, maybe the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yosef Aglizah. Rabbi Yosef Aglizah, oh, Chametz Pesach indeed has value because it's mutar ba'anaha. So it's telling you that the same halacha applies. No, sirree. Even Rabbi Yosef Aglizah said, and why does it say in the Sefer that when you eat it, b'meizid your potur b'natat shlomim, even with me'etzim, which is its value as firewood? Why should you be potur? According to Rabbi Yosef Aglizah, it has value as firewood because it's mutar ba'anaha. Oh! That's no problem either, because it could be going according to Nechonim and Akona. Maybe the Mishnah, instead of representing a simple description of what the halakha would be, if you hold that when you eat truma, you pay according to volume, as opposed to according to value, which everything would make everything make sense. Value equals nothing. So, okay, so if you eat it, it makes it your part. But volume equals something, and if you eat a pishogeg with a chi of his volume, so you pay whatever that something was. That's the elegant approach to the Mishnah, very simple. But there is an alternative approach to the Mishnah. And that is, value equals something, because we hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Therefore, I need to pay the value, b'shogeg, not the volume. And when I eat b'mezid, doesn't value also equal something? It does indeed. But, except when I eat b'mezid, I'm going to be chayiv koris on the achila. Since I hold of Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana, who holds that Yom Kippur is no different than Shabbat, which we saw before. In other words, he holds that even a chiyuv karet is the equivalent of a chiyuv mitah, and we say, come lay the rabbi, so the very fact that you ate b'mezid is in fact going to potter you from any tashlomim, even though what you ate had value. And maybe that's the point of the Mishnah, a little inelegant, because it involves separate issues that aren't directly nogeya, the din of the chametz, and so on. But it works. I mean, you can't use it as proof, absolute proof, despite the fact that it's inelegant. You suspect. But this is a bad way of learning the Mishnah. You can't prove it. Let me just clarify, by the way. that when we say over here, we hold the Nechunim and Akonim, the situation is that you pay the mazid, that you don't pay because you ate the mazid. As Rashi points out, it's not because the chometz, the Pesach, is the fee of karet. Because the truth is, it would be exactly the same on the eating of the truma, which would be a chiyuv of mita b'dei shamayim. Because the Nechunim and Akonim holds the same thing about that. The case over here is where you were shogav in the achila of the truma, perhaps. But then the shaila is, and what do we mean when we say shogav over here? What do we mean? Lecha'ora, if you say in this case that you're still mazed on the you're shogav on the truma, then you got a problem. You're shogav on the truma, then you pay according to the ratio, right? So it would have to be that you were mazed on the truma. But if that's the case, why then do we discuss chometz as annual chometz? We could have had this discussion about any case. So if you were shogig on the truma and you were mazed on the chometz, then you would be potter on the because of the kamele d'rabbanini also. The sefer would have to be talking about that you're mazed on the truma, even though you're potter on the you're shogig on the chometz. Doesn't matter because it's got to be talking about that case. Otherwise, there's no point at all of bringing it over here. If it's talking about you were mazed on the karis is only because you were mazed on the chometz, then there's no point in bringing it in conjunction with this mission at all, right? Okay, so I mean it's not as simple as it looked on the surface. Not simply that because of the karis part. But okay, but the point is that whatever the case would be, where your fee of there's a fee of karis or mitabdei shamayim, you would be potter from tashlum, and I would explain the state for the mission. Said the gemara, okay, you haven't proved it, but the truth is, I think it's a machloket hamayim. What you were asking, lefi midam mishalem or lefi damim mishalem? Somebody eats chometz richi, somebody eats truma shogeg. The law is that he pays back, but he has to pay back in kind. He can't pay back cash. He has to pay back something that's roy to be truma itself, a fruit of some kind. Therefore, we question whether, if that's the case, maybe he's not paying back value. Maybe he's paying back value. He's paying back truma per truma. So the initial raya from our Mishnah is that our Mishnah says, if you eat truma, which is chometz, so chometz has no value at all, then nonetheless you're paying if it's b'shogeg. Why would that be? It must be because you're paying volume and not value, because there's zero value. Okay, so we were doche to say maybe there is value because it's going like Rabbi Yossi agreed. Now we want to say that question as to whether you pay value or you pay volume is a machloket tana'im. Where do we see it's a machloket tana'im? So it says like this, Ochel trumat chametz b'pesach patur min hatashlumim u'midmei etzim. Dibur Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that's what it seems to be saying in our Mishnah. You eat trumat chametz, you're potter completely. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayev, whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri claims that you are chayev. Now here, when it says patur mitashlumim, you'll note that it doesn't say any difference between shogeg and mazid. So in other words, apparently it makes no nafkamina. There's no tashlumim; it's not worth anything. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying you're chayev. So Rabbi Akiva, time is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. How can you pay for something that has no value? The chimana ayesh lo ba. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Akiva. You could ask the same question about somebody who eats truma to mayor. Now, halacha is that whether you eat truma b'shogeg, whether the truma was said before, right at the top of the page, the first line of the page, v'echa truma tamei, v'echa truma tahara, that's the first line on our page. So, in other words, it makes no difference. Why does it make any difference? The kohen can't eat it if it's tamei, so why do I have to pay him back? So, you see that the Torah is mechayev to pay back, even though the kohen can't eat it. So, why is chametz any different? Halacha truma tamei, b'shari kolei mat hashana. Well, over there is mishalei. Says Rabbi Akiva, there's no comparison at all. That's because even though you're not allowed to eat the truma, but the kohen certainly has value in this truma, you can use it as firewood. If it's shemeni, you would be allowed to burn it. What's not kamina? Burn it as in your lamp. So obviously over there you pay because it has value. You're trying to tell me that you pay for something that has zero value. How do you pay for something that has zero value? You know what this is similar to? Similar to a case where somebody went ahead, he had truma tutim v'anavim shenitma'a. Whether you've got crushed strawberries that are starting, what are you going to do with that exactly? You're going to burn it? What are you going to do with it? There's nothing to do with it. It's worthless. We have no heter achila. You have no heter asaka. So over there, there's no possibility of payback.
This is now, no heter. It's not permissible.
What are you
it's not permissible. It's not permissible to burn it. So what's truma that won't be permissible to burn? What is truma that's not permissible to burn?
There's no usage.
No usage.
Okay. So, dvarim amurim, where do we say that there's such a thing as trumas chometz b'pesach? What was the case? The case is where you were mafrish truma that was kosher. And now it became, after you turned it into truma, now it became chametz. Because you had some dough, could have been turned into matzah. You made this truma that you owed, chitin. And now they became wet, or you're allowed to draw through. So there you have kosher truma. But if you would have tried to be mafresh trumat chametz in the first place, that wouldn't be truma at all. Of a mafresh trumat chametz, divrei hakol eina kedusha. So we'll see why later. So the whole discussion that we're having about eating trumat chametz, just want to make very clear, is not talking about a case where you took chametz and made a truma. We'll see that this has immediate application in the following braita. Tanya Ida. Okay, so this is one machloket, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri. Now there's another machloket and another braita that says like this. It darshins, very, very interesting drasha. It says, our pasuk ishki yochal kodesh, bishkaga v'yasav chamishito alav v'natan la-kohen et ha-kodesh. What's the matter? Natan la-kohen et ha-kodesh? You have to give the kohen davar ha-ra'ui v'yot kodesh. So what you give the kohen has to be itself roi to be kodesh. In which case, we could turn this around and point out that you're giving the Kohen the equivalent of the Kodesh that you ate. Right? Okay? That's what you're saying. But the point is, you just said, I can't give Kodesh that's Truma, which is Chametz. That's what you just said. I can't make Chametz Truma. So then by the same token, by virtue of this Pasuk, I now have to accept the fact that no matter what you hold about its value, the Torah is not mechayev you to replace truma's chometz, because you can't make chometz truma. So since the pasuk is kind of runs in both directions, as you're supposed to be shalom the kodesh, that means the thing that you pay is right to be kodesh. But the point is over here, if you pay what you ate, the thing that you pay isn't right to be kodesh, which means that the kodesh that you ate is not the type of kodesh, it's the kind of tashlum. This is a brilliant new issue that we never thought of before. Therefore, since it has to be davar ruy liot kodesh, so then that would mean prat la'ocha trumas chametz v'pesach shepatur mitashlumim v'neitzim to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The point Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is making is that I don't care what your opinion is about any other issue. It does have value. It doesn't have value. It's irrelevant. There's a special pasuk over here that tells you that eating chametz v'pesach will never be mechayev of you to pay back the kohen, because you can't pay back chametz. It should be true. By definition, you yourself just admitted that I cannot make chametz truma. Omar alone. That's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar Chasma says, no, you're chayev. It's two different issues. So pay him back the same type of thing that is a chametz. He says, it has to be chametz. Pay him back the same species. Okay. Omar alone. Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Omar alone, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar Chasma. Let's forget about my argument for a minute, okay? You don't accept my argument. Very good. I'd like to understand how do you understand payment? Payment for what? Don't you have another issue? You don't like my pasuk, but you have another issue. The other issue is, it isn't worth anything. So how could you be paying back for something that isn't worth anything? Says Rabbi Elazar Chasma back to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. What do you mean? Why is that? I'm sorry, so he says back to him, why is this any different from eating truma tmeah b'shar yemot hashanah? Same argument so far that we have with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So at least it has value because it's roi to burn it. Tomar bezo mashenken chometz, which is asur ba'ana, eno ba'lo heter akila lo heter asaka. To which, unlike Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who didn't have a response, to which he responds, "Afbezo yesh lo ba'heter asaka." I hold, says Rabbi Elazar Chasma, that chometz is mutar banah, and therefore it does have value because it could be burned. She'im ratzah kohen, if the kohen is interested, may ritzav if nikalbo, he could make this into his dog food, get him to bark, collect the ball, and then throw him a piece of his stuff. He's may ritzav. Or may sika tachat tavshilo, he could use it as a fuel. Says Abai, I'd like to analyze the machloket here. I want to note that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri all agree that chometz with Pesach is asur b'hana'ah. Where later is going to ask how do you know. But I want to assert they're not arguing about the Yisra'no. The machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is not related to whether the chometz has value.
No, but you still have.
Whether the chametz has value.
Does the chametz have value?
Whether the chametz has value?
I guess.
Not with W E A. No. W H. Whether.
Whether.
Not snow. Whether. No. Whether the chametz has value. Yeah. It's hopeless. I have to be very careful what words I use because it sets him off. The joys of ADD. Yeah. So they're not arguing about that. They're agreed that it doesn't have any value. What are they arguing about? Rabbi Akiva holds the fidami mishale. So since what you pay is value, and this doesn't have any value, there's nothing to pay. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds it doesn't require value because you pay lefi midah. You pay according to volume, which is precisely why the Torah made this such a unique case that you're paying in kind. So it's obviously not concerned for value. That's the machlokas. Well, Pshita, I understand. What's the baya adding? What do you mean, what am I adding? Ma'atem Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri namak Rabbi Akiva svirle. Don't lefi dami mishal. How do I know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva about the question of midah or dami? It has to have value. And the thing is, he holds it does have value. Why does he say that you pay? Maybe he also holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Same way Rabbi Lazar Chasra said, right? I hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The chametz has value, and therefore you pay. Well, what are you asking me? It's precisely the same case as Truma Tameya. Truma Tameya, I use it as the May 18. So chametz, I use it as May 18. What's the problem? Therefore, I'm telling you, Kamash Valanda, no, that's not the case. Hey, you know something else to mention? How do you know it's not the case? Maybe that is the case. Because in Kena Hadilei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Rabbi Akiva, Kena Hadilei Rabbi Lezer Chasra Rabbi Yezban Yaakov. If that's what he would have held, that's what he should have said. Instead he shuts up when Rabbi Akiva says to him, it's not the same. You don't get any hanok from it. So he should have said the same thing Rabbi Lezer Chasra. Why not? You're allowed to be Nenner for Chametz B'Pesach. Obviously no, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva. You can't be Nenner Chametz B'Pesach. Nonetheless, it's irrelevant. Because I'm paying Lefi Nidan, I'm not paying Lefi Damim. Therefore, I assert that there's a Machloket Tanoim. Do you pay lefi damim and do you pay lefi midah? And it's a biased analysis of the machlokas that points out that this is exactly what's going on between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. Tan Rabban. No, that's not, that's the shita. I mean, we don't answer about shitas. We only answer, it's always like that. I'm going to argue about you what I hold. Obviously, we're discussing, given my approach, given your approach. But if there's a separate issue, a small aside point, it's mutabana, not mutabana, I'll tell you it's mutabana.
No, you know why there is. Yeah. If you pay the fee midah, you have to pay the same.
No, you have to pay something really to be true. It doesn't have to be precisely the same thing.
But the same.
As we saw, could be to ena. That's the machlokas. Is it the fee midah? In which case, it would be the same quantity, irrelevant of its value. And that was the case of the gro to the attaining. Or it would be the fee damim, and then it would be fruit, but fruit per value of what you took, not per meat. We got to see. Then Rabbi, ha'ochel gezayit truma mishalim keren v'chomish. Somebody who eats a gezayit of truma pays keren v'chomish, says Abba Shoal, not necessarily. What if that gezayit isn't worth a shava pruta? Oh. So in other words, apparently he says that you pay only lefi damim. So why mention a gezayit? You can only talk about payment when you're talking about money, and money isn't measured in gezayit. Money is measured in prutot. Okay, why does the Tanakhama say it's measured in the Kizayit? Because look, the Torah says, "Beferish ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkaga v'yosef chamishito alaf." Tok means achila. Achila is b'kizayit. We are all agreed that it means achila, right? If you would grind it up and throw it into the Yam HaMelach, you would not be chayef to take care of it. It's truly a did in achila. So what's wrong with my saying that it's defined by the norms of achila? Achila is kizayit. That's a very good point. Abba Shoal, my timer. Because the end of the pasuk is v'natan lekohen et hakodesh, and a netina pachot mishava pruta. Netina, a giving, a legal giving, is a giving that is a shava pruta. Tosfos points out that that's not strictly true. For instance, you can give a get. It says over there in v'natan sefer kritut, the get doesn't have to be worth a shava pruta, right? You can give vibakayim netina to make a kinyan on kalim that are worth balkas to shava pruta, vinatan reyeu, the vikamlo, and so on. You do a kinyan bakli, which requires netina. You can actually, in the sugya of truma itself, you can give a chita achat, which is to give to a kohen, what else is natan by truma, and it's kosher truma. So what do you tell me? Rabbi Shaul disagrees. Rabbi Shaul said all of those netinot, minimum of netinat truma, he doesn't agree that chitachat poter to takri. Therefore, points out to Safar that the issue over here is that netina in conjunction with repayment is worth approval, because then it becomes the equivalent of hashava. There needs to be something you're giving back. Giving back is always a value issue. Okay, so in context, the benatan should be referring to value. Netina pachod mishav pruta. Now, what does Abba Shaul do with the fact that it says ki yochal? It says refers to ki yochal kodesh. So idaf nami aktiv ki yochal. That comes to tell me, not the shiur of achila, but the fact of achila. That if I didn't eat the truma, but instead I stomped on the truma, and I was mazik the truma, and I definitely caused the same loss for the kohen as if I had eaten the truma, I do not pay according to this. I don't pay the chomesh and so on. So that's coming to tell me, davka achila, prat lemaziku diata, but it's not coming to tell me that it's measured by the measurements of achila. And what about the Tanakama? How does he explain the venatan? No, the Venatan is only coming to tell me Venatan et HaKodesh, meaning that what I give has to be Ra'ui L'yot Kodesh. So because of that, it's referring to an exchange, but it's not referring to Netina value. So again, the question of Yir L'chora boils down to the issue of Lefi Mida, Lefi Damim. Tan Rabban, so let us see. Ha'ochel Truma Pachot Mikizayit, Mishalem et HaKeren, Ve'ino Mishalem et HaChomesh. Very interesting. Says over here in the Braita, you eat less than a gezayit, there's no din of tashlum echomesh. Okay. Now, how does this work? Either let pay shava pruta, what do you mean, pay the keren? How can I pay for eating something less than shava pruta? There's no din of tashlum. So you can't be talking about this less than shava pruta. Keren amin al shav. Eat pay shava pruta, and if there is a shava pruta, why aren't I paying the chomesh? We have no choice but to say that there is a shava pruta, lolam to eat by shava pruta, but there's no gezayit. In which case, you are given the lepe kezayit, you have to pay for the value like any other gazim. So, mishalem et hakeren. But the din of chomesh doesn't kick in until you hit the level of kezayit, because zachila. So the rabbanan came to Rebbe Papa, their Rebbe, and they said, oh, this clearly is not going like Abba Shaul. Because if it would be going like Abba Shaul holds kivat sheyesh bo shavar pruta, it's measured by the shavar pruta afagav the lepe kezayit. So why wouldn't you be mechui of the very fact that there's a kezayit should be mechai of you to pay the chomesh? So they thought that they were very smart. Tiny Rav Papa, how do you know that Abba Shaul was talking about exclusively a shavar pruta? Maybe Abba Shaul was saying, look, agreed you need a kezayit, because it says ish ki yochal, it's a din achiyah. But don't think that that means that you pay back if you ate something worth less than a shavar pruta, because it also says v'natah. So when was the Torah mechayev you this halak of paying back? When the kezayis that you ate was worth a shavar pruta. But if you would eat a kezayit without a shavar pruta, then this din wouldn't kick in. But that doesn't mean he doesn't hold you need to eat a kezayit. Maybe he does need to eat a kezayit.
Or a shavar pruta without a kezayit.
If you eat a shavar pruta without a kezayit, it's not enough. It says ki yochal. This is why we can't answer your question yet. It's not clear what the machlokes is. We're not even sure. Omar lo urav papa. So see that inside. Afilo tema bashaul. Why not say that Abba Shaul tarte boy? He requires both the achila of the kezayit, because it says, ishki ochal, and he also holds you need to eat something worth a shavar pruta, because it says v'natan. Is that true, says the Gemara? Look at them in the language. Language doesn't make sense that way, because mi boy Abba Shaul tarte? This should say v'atanya. Abba Shaul omer et sheyesh bo shavar pruta. Okay. Omrulo, so the Chachamim said to him, don't talk about Shavar Pruta. Shavar Pruta is not an issue when it comes to Truma. Shavar Pruta is only an issue when it comes to Me'ila. Because by Me'ila, the halakha is that it's not a din in Achila. So there, indeed, there's the Shiur of Ana'a is a Shavar Pruta. Aval Truma, Eno Chayav Achiebo Kizayit. When it comes to Truma, you're only chayev when you have a kezayit. Now, if Abba Shaul's opinion was that you need both, then why are they telling me you're not chayev until you eat a kezayit? I also agree. But don't you understand? I also agree you need a kezayit. I also only say you also need a shavar pruta. So you should have turned back and said to me, it's enough if you have a kezayit, not until you have a kezayit. So clearly the Chachamim were aware of the fact that Rabbi Shaul meant exclusively a Shava Pruta, even though there's no Keziah. They said back to him, no, you have to have a Keziah. So you see that Rabbi Shaul himself holds, you don't need a Keziah. So the Imiita, if you're going to tell me Ezra Pop is claiming that Rabbi Shaul holds you need both, then what should they have said? Kimon Sheesh Bo Keziah be violated. They should have said it's enough that it's a Keziah, which you agree, and you don't need the additional Shava Pruta, which you're disagreeing with us about. But by making it dependent on requiring a Keziah, it's clear that they were aware of the fact that Rabbi Shaul held you don't need a Keziah. Therefore, the Talmidim were correct in saying that it's Shaloka Rabbi Shaul. Because according to Rabbi Shaul, if you have a Shava Pruta, that's all that counts. Tiyufta. That indeed shows that Rav Papa was wrong. This was a classic Rav Papa approach. As all Rav Papa always takes both sides of the strings, because that's why it's called Papa. Two notes. He says both, all through the Gemara, always he takes both sides and tries to make it both come out. So, okay, it didn't work this time. And even Rav Papa was Harabe, even Rav Papa had Harata. How do we know Rav Papa had Harata? I'm going to tell you how we know Rav Papa had Harata, but you got to hold on to your seats. Because this takes a little while. It's all interrelated, but it's really very straightforward.
I'm sure he
mentioned
it himself, but he's just testing the
Tamil. Yeah, maybe. The Tamil. V'chata bishkaga prat lemezid. Okay, so here we have the din of Me'ila, which is interesting. We just happened, coincidentally, to have raised the din of Me'ila a moment ago. To talk about the difference between Me'ila, which requires a Shabbat Pruta, the din of Akilat Chameitz, which requires Kizayah, doesn't require Shabbat Pruta. Leave the Chachom on foundation. Now that you've brought it up, it turns out that in an analysis of the relationship of Me'ila to Truma, we discover that Rav Papa had Harata. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I could see Richie just itching to get to this.
You know, at this very moment.
Oh, no.
Finally.
No, Richie, no. No, don't do it to me. Afterwards. V'chata v'shkaga. Okay. V'chata v'shkaga means prat l'mezi. If I went ahead and I was mayal the mezid, then I am not chayev the karma mikila. Now, asks the Gemara there, asks the Braita there on itself, alodi, is it not obvious that if I did it the mezid, I would be potter? Uma sha'ar mitzvot shechiyev behen karet poter behen adam mezid. If any other mitzvah, normal mitzvah, let's say somebody eats chalev, he's chayiv karet if he does it b'mezid, and then he's potter on the carbon. If he eats it b'shogeg, then he's chayiv on the carbon. And that's even where you're talking about karet. Me'ila she'ein ba karet. Ein odin she'patar tamezid. So if me'ila, there isn't even a chayiv of karet. So, okay, so then for sure, there's not going to be a chayiv b'mezid. Now, don't worry yourselves right now about the obvious retort to this, which is, on the contrary, it's the fact that it's not chayev karet that allows you still to get a kapora, even though you did it amazing. Tosfos asks that question, we'll get back to it. But right now, put it out of your head so that we can continue the Gemara. No, not to do Kamla Gerabani. So, lo imam ripishar mitzvot, says the Gemara now, it says the Brayta now, something which makes absolutely no sense. We just took for granted that karet is more chamur than mita, correct? The mita b'dei shamayim. And we said, if even on a karet you don't bring a korban b'mezid, kol shekein on a mita b'dei shamayim you don't bring a karet. Turns around now the Braita and says the exact opposite. Lo imam et b'shar mitzvot. Ah, other mitzvot. Maybe the reason you don't bring a korban b'mezid is because shekein lo chiyev ben mita. That's because there's no chiyev of mita b'dei shamayim. Tomar b'mi'ila, but mi'ila is different. Shechayav b'mita, that explains why we need the pasuk of bishkaga prat l'mezid. Now this makes zero sense, right? Make up your mind. Is karet chamur or is mita chamur? How can you first say it's a kavachomer because karet is chamur, and then say no, it's not a good kavachomer because after all, mi'ila has mita b'dei shamayim, which is chamur. Omar leiver nakwa yitzur b'chiyah baravim. Can you explain to me what the heck is going on? Hi, Tanami, Kura Alimalei Karet. First, he asks a question based on the fact that Karet is Alim. Karet is more powerful. Then he turns around and he answers the Kal V'chomer by changing the nature of assumptions. And the Lesof Alimalei Mita. So Reb Chiya Bar Oven came up with a brilliant explanation. He didn't change anything in the middle. What he meant to say was, Harchikama, lo im amet b'shar mitzvot, shekei lo fiyev b'hem mita, doesn't mean mita is supposed to karet, darn it. It means mita and pochos b'kezayis. Me'ila is unique, because me'ila you would be chayev on mita, pochot b'kezayit, whereas on all the other, say, achilas dam, or achilas chelev, it would only be on kezayit. So it wasn't the issue of mita versus karet, it was the issue of whether there's a chayev on pochot b'kezayit. That's what he meant. Omar like, oh God, thank God, I thought I'd gone mad. Tanuach da'atcha, she'inachta da'ati. And this was like, I was going to jump off the roof already. But now you've given me a good explanation. Omar like, okay, I mean, if you're happy, I'll leave you alone, but I got to tell you, don't be too happy. My nechuta, you think, I thought this was pretty good myself. But you know what? Rav and Rav Sheshes came along and they threw a hatchet into the works. Shadu be'narga. Now we're stuck where we were before. Don't jump yet, though. Because what they said was like this. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Because man, shamat le diomar hezid b'ni'ila b'mita. Who is the man, diomar, who holds that there is a chiyav of mita b'dei shambayim on someone who eats, close the door, sweetheart, who eats me'ila, or is mayal, the mezid, that goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya hezid b'ni'ila, now, obviously, if you're telling me that you're chayav mitan, so then you're going according to Rebbe, correct? The problem is, how does Rebbe know that there's a chiyav of mitah b'dei shamayim on me'ila? My time, eh, Rebbe? Omer Rebbe, that was all part of our question. We still haven't gotten to the part where Papa comes in, okay? Comes along Rebbe Avu and says, you know where Rebbe gets it from? He learns out a gzeirah shava from the word Chet. He learns out Chet, Chet Mitruma, famous Gezeirah Shava that the Rabbanan also agree to, V'chat Avish Kaga, which it says by Me'ila, and the Lo Yisua Lav Chet V'metu Boki Chalalu by Truma. Chet, Chet. The truth is the Rabbanan also agree to that Gezeirah Shava. The only thing is that they say, since it says B'davka U'metu Bo, it means only Truma and not Hekdesh. Fine, that's a separate issue. But the Mekor of the halacha of being mechayev yom mitah b'dei shamayim alid to the Rebbe is learned out from truma. Ma truma b'mitah, me'ila b'mitah, but now here's the bad news, here comes the hatchet. Umina, and by the same token, ma truma b'kezayet av me'ila b'kezayet. You cannot possibly say your pshat. Your pshat is that when we use the word, well, me'ila is more chomor because it's chayev mitah b'dei shamayim, you said, no, it doesn't mean it's more chomor the karet because it's chayev mitah b'dei shamayim. It means if I'm a bit of a shamayim, even I'll talk with mikazayit. That doesn't work out anymore. Because if you tell me the whole mocker of the chiyav mitah b'dei shamayim is truma, and the din of truma is that you're chayav only if you ate a kizayit, because it says ki yochal, so now you're stuck. How are you going to explain the fact that now the Tana does seem to have reversed his opinion and right in the middle of an argument as to whether a kal v'chomer is a kal v'chomer or a chomer v'kal? Now, how does this get to our sugya? Very simple. Comes along Rav Papa, and he says, how does that prove anything? You're taking for granted that truma you're chayav only if you eat a kezayit. Not everybody agrees that truma you're chayav only if you eat a kezayit. Who disagrees? Maybe Rebbe holds like Abashol. Mimai the Rebbe karabon and sviralei that hold that you need to be able to eat a kezayit before the din of truma bishkoga kicks in. Dilmak Abba Shaul Svirale. Maybe Rebbe Ozak Abba Shaul. According to which you would be chayev, even if you ate pachot mishava, only the Adashav Bruta pachot b'kizayit. Afagavalet b'kizayit. Then the answer still works out fine, and then you can not jump off the building. Now the problem is, but it was Rav Papa who said that Abba Shaul needs both. Or Rav Papa who the Omer Abba Shaul Tarta boy. What good is it going to do to say Ozak Abashol that says that it's a Shavar Pruta? I thought the way Rav Papa was learning Abashol held it's a Shavar Pruta plus a Kezayit. So how's he making anything better? Obviously, Shema Mina Hadarbe. He must have had Karata on his own and recognized that indeed Abashol was saying Lefi Damim and Lechiyav is on a Shavar Pruta and not on the actual Midah. You pay only according to the Damim, which is how we pass. Fine. Wasn't that exciting?
Wow. Ooh.
Was it exciting enough for me to preserve a cheese sandwich?
Always.
With onions? With a little bit of beer? On the surface, they're very related. Of course, this doesn't explain why we won't say that he pays only kishata gzela on the Karen part, but on the Chomesh, then he has to go back according to Midah, maybe, huh? Maybe, huh? Big problem. Kirti boilacha, the Bikar Shav Yezuza, Olevisov Shav Yarba, my, if you need a Mishal, Dorma Lay, look, Kirivacha, Kiriba Mishalik. Amar Abayev, it could still be lefi dami mishalim. Amayt of all of bracha, convenience. Be'diyoch amini lo kofetz alay zvine, because mishalim mini de kofetz alay zvine. It's not. Ha'olchot shumat chomets bepezach b'shogin mishalim keren mechomesh. Our mishalim. Zee amit mishalim alefi midam mishalim, then okay, even though it's not worth anything, I understand. Elayi amit lefi dami mishalim, chomets bepezach bar damimu? Well, maybe. Money Rabbi Yosef glued. Yomar Chomesh bePesach mutar ba'ana'a. No, siri. Okay, even safer. B'meizik patur min atashlamim b'dmei etzim. If you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yosef glued, why is he patur min atashlamim b'dmei etzim? No. In that, he holds like Rabbi Chaim ben Arkona. The title Rabbi Chaim ben Arkona Ayaros says Yom Kippurim ki Shabbat atashlamim. So actually, we have no raya. It's a machlokas tonight. Also, Chumash Chomesh bePesach patur min atashlamim b'dmei etzim. Div Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayev. Amalu Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'chimana Yeshel bar that he should have to pay. Amalu Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Rabbi Akiva. What's the difference between Yeshel the Ochet Shuvim Tmeya b'Shar Kol Yimot Hashana shemishalim? Amalu is not a person. Amalu Shuvim Tmeya b'Shar Yimot Hashana. Avu Pishenu be'Heter Achila v'Yish Yeshel be'Heter Asaka. Tomar be'Zuzenu ba'Lo Heter Achila v'Lo Heter Asaka. Alamaz Edomen Shuvim Tutim v'Navim shenitmeim ba'Lo Heter Achila v'Lo Heter Asaka. Now, where is it possible to find a case of Trumat Chameitz? Bamed Marim Amorim, Bimafrish Trumat, and then it was Ichmitza. Avo Mafrish Trumat Chameitz, Ivrakoin and Kedosha. Now, the other price says, Natana Koin et HaKodesh, Davar HaRo'ui Liot Kodesh, which according to what we just said, is Prat, Lohoko Trumat Chameitz Pesach, Shepatim Natak Shlomi, Umineitzim Divrim Lezim Ben Yaakov. Was Rabbi Elazar Chasma Mechaya? Amal Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Vechimana Yeshua Ba, Amal Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, Vechimana Yeshua Lo, Chashu Metamei Abishari Mota Shana, Shemeshalayim, Amal Lo Iman, Vechashu Metamei Abishari Mota Shana, Shiava Bishan, Lo Yeter Achila Yeshua Ba Yeter Asaka, Tomar Bezor Shena Ba Lo Yeter Achila Ba Lo Yeter Asaka, Amal Lo Why Not? Abezor Yeshua Ba Yeter Asaka, Im Ratza Kohen, Meritza Lebnei Kabo, Umesika Tachat Afshilo, Amar Abaye, to analyze the machloket, I'm going to point out that Rabbi Yezben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Anuri Kulas Rilu Chamis Pesach Asur Ba'ana'ah. The only machlok is being, which is the Tanoi that we mentioned earlier, to Rabbi Akiva Sava Levi Dami Mishalem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Sava Levi Midam Mishalem. Pshita. No, it's not. Rimah the Tema. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri maybe agrees with Rabbi Akiva that Allah is like Rabbi Yezben Yaakov. That you pay, I mean, if you don't mean, that there is ana'at, because it's a big mutarbana. That's not the point. How do you know? Maybe it is the point, actually. Because him came na'ad, like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Akiva, the same way that Rabbi Elazar Chasma answered Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Tan Rabban. Okay, Kizayat Shur Mashan Karen Machon, Mashab Shalom, and Abshev Shavaputa. My time in the Tanakhama. Oh, my God, Ishki Yochal Kodesh Bishkagachil is always Bikizai. Abisho, my time. Oh, my God, Inata, Inatina, Pachot Mishavaprut. Virach Nami, Aktiv Ki Yochal, Ahu Pratna Baziku Diata. Vitanakama, Aktiv Inatan, Ahu Miboyle, the Davar, Aru Iliot Kodesh. The Tan Rabban. also truma pachod mikizayin b'shalim etakerev and b'shalim etachomesh. Echidam. Either let Beit Shavar Pruta, so what's he paying? Karen Nami lo neshalim. Either eat Beit Shavar Pruta, why isn't he paying the chomesh? Le'olam eat Beit Shavar Pruta, afilo ach ikim and let Beit Zayin b'shalim etakerev and b'shalim etachomesh. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Rav Papa, clearly this doesn't work out according to Abba Shaul. Because according to Abba Shaul, he holds Amar Kibbutz Yesh Bar Shava Pruta, you don't need a Kizayit, and therefore should be paying the whole thing. Amar Lo Rav Papa, why? How do you know? Fil Tema Abba Shaul, Abba Shaul Taratabai. He needs both a Kizayit and a Shava Pruta. Is that true? Mi Boy Abba Shaul Taratabai? Vatanya Abba Shaul, Amar Kibbutz Yesh Bar Shava Pruta Chayi Betashlami. Et Shein Bar Shava Pruta Eino Chayi Betashlami. Amru Lo, Lo, Amru Shava Pruta, Elonim, Meila Bilvat. Abba Lo Druma, Eino Chayi Betashlami, Eino Chayi The imita, what do you mean, ad sheyebo? They should have said, kivan sheyeshbo kizayit mi boile. Tiyuvta. Truth is, afro papa hadarbe de tanya, vichata bishkaga prat lemezit. What do I need a pasik for, alodinu? Umar shar mitzvot shechayav behem karet. Poter benet amezit. Mi ila sheein ba karet. Eno din shepatar et amezit. And the truth is, the Uri and Tosfos says, that we could have at this point pointed out that this doesn't make any sense. Because we could say, he had no tenant. The fact that it's less chamor is maybe the reason that we give you the kapora. Like we have the sugyan makas in many places. Places where you're chayav to bring a carbon, even b'mezid, because there the Torah was interested in giving you a kapora. So what's the problem? Okay, but he says, anyway, we've showed that this is wrong. So lo imam b'shar mitzvot shekein lo chiyev ben mita, tomer b'nila shekein ben mita, Talmud Lomar Bishkaga Prat Lemezit. Lomar 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 Lomar meaning bepachot mikizayit. Toma b'meila shechiyei b'mita bepachot mikizayit. Oh, etanur da'atcha, shinachta ta'ati. Omar Lomar, not so fast. My nechuta. Robber of Sheshes came along here and screwed the whole thing up. Shana be narga. Man shamet le diomar ezi be mila be mita. It's Revi. The tanya ezi be mila Revi omar be mita. Vavam emir me biazara. My time. The Revi omar be mila vavam chet chet be truma. Ma truma be mita. Av mila be mita. But then by the same token, ma truma be kizayit. Av mila kizayit. Come da long now, Rav Papu. Maskev lam imai. The Revi karapot in Sfira lay. That hold that indeed you would need a kizayit. Diyom Akaba Shol Sfirale, all that if you have Yesh Poshava Pruta, Afag of the late Bakazayim, now of course, this doesn't make any sense because it was Rav Papa himself, the Omar, the Abba Shol Tarte Boy, unless Shmamina Hodar Bey, Rav Papa, indeed. What?